And what the enemy loves to do is to take a good gift that God gave you and twist it and disfigure it like this man's hand was disfigured. That's what had happened to the people's hearts, so that they had taken a gift and turned it into a prison. They were serving something that was supposed to be serving them. When God sees you chasing material possessions, He says, that stuff is meant to serve you. Why are you serving what I gave to serve you? It's out of order. We've got one man who can't work because he has a condition, a situation. We've got a system of religion that won't work. Why? It's the Sabbath. We can't do it on the Sabbath. Jesus said, the Sabbath is for you, not you for the Sabbath. I gave it as a gift. Why would you twist the gift? And it causes me to wonder, how many gifts has God given me in my life that I have twisted? God gives you people in your life so you can encourage them, and then you become so needy, you twist the gift and ruin the friendship. Now y'all are quiet. How many gifts has God given us? How many people will you sleep with before you realize that sex is a gift? It's a wonderful gift, but it's a terrible master. Within a certain context, it's a wonderful gift, but if you get it twisted, it begins to take over your life. You're out of order. You put the Sabbath before people. God puts people before the Sabbath. Yes, sir. Wow. Religion always gets it twisted, though. And we always tell you 10 things you got to do to be a good Christian. But God taught me that I don't change so He will love me. I change because He has loved me. This is the revelation of the cross. We love Him because He first loved us. And when you get that out of order, you will twist great gifts that God gives you in your life. And Jesus looked around and said, this isn't working. So He calls the man as an object lesson. Are you ready for this? He doesn't give a speech. He gives a lesson. He gives a demonstration. Faith is a demonstration, not an explanation. So stand up. He could have called him back tomorrow, by the way. I mean, the guy's not dying. He lived this long with a bad hand. He could live with another one. Oh, by the way, when life deals you a bad hand, let me tell you what to do. Don't fold. I know some of you are holding a bad hand today. And it's a terrible situation you're in. And I understand all of that. And Christ has compassion for you. But whatever you do, touch somebody, say, don't fold. Because God is about to change the entire system through the most desperate situations. This is how hope works. He says, stand up and stretch out. Stand up and stretch out. Because if you keep procrastinating, this is the fourth, procrastination will always keep you from experiencing the power of God. Always. When you wait until, when you put it off. I did it the other day. I'm almost 40 now. I got some gray coming in. I'm not worried about that. That makes me feel like I've been a good pastor. If I could pastor this church 12 years and not a little gray on the beard, Jerry, I'm sleeping. But I said the other day, there are about three things in my life I really want to change. You got it. You got at least three things you want to change. Let me see if you've arrived and I'm just up here by myself trying to improve. I was like, yeah. So by the time I'm 40, it was the first thing I thought. It's a nice round number. By the time I'm 40, God said, why not now? Because it would require action, not theory. You know, so I do it all the time. The way I want the verse to work, the moment that the miracle happens, I want it to work like this. He looked around at them in anger, deeply distressed their stubborn hearts. remember what this man's heart looks like externally, or his hand looks like externally. Their hearts look like inwardly. He's using the visible, the situation. That's what he does. Trouble, hardship, persecution, sword, the things that come against you. He uses those situations to show you a system, to fix the system. And he looked around in frustration at the failed system. And he had asked them a question, because he's so savage. He answered a question that they didn't ask with a question they couldn't answer. He's such a savage. He's such a savage. And deeply distressed at their stubborn heart, said to the man, stretch out your hand. The way I want the verse to work, is it up on the screens? I want it to say, his hand was completely restored and he stretched it out. In my mind, that's the way it should work when God changes my situation, is that he fixed the man's hand, it was restored, and there, because the man's hand was restored, he stretched it out. What we find instead in the syntax is this: in the order it happens, there is a revelation of the way God works. The man stretched his hand, and then it was restored.
Amen.
He did what he couldn't do, and in doing what he could not do, and in loving who you cannot love, and in forgiving who you can't forgive, and in trusting and believing what your eyes cannot see, he did not stretch out his hand because it was healed. His hand was healed because he stretched it out. And we keep waiting for feelings. But feelings follow faith. You don't have to feel it to believe it. If you believe it, you will see it. The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So God says to everybody with a bad hand, because I know you come to church sometimes with your good hand out. And I know you go through life sometimes with your good hand out. And we have all these profiles and all these images and all these personas and all these one-sentence bios on our social media accounts. But God doesn't bless your bio. He blesses your brokenness. And it is only when you lay down, here's the fifth one, your pride, to stand up in the middle of controversy, to stand up in the middle of a hopeless, desperate, naked situation, to stand up in the middle of famine, to stand up in the middle of lack, to stand up in the middle of weakness, to stand up in the middle of discouragement, to stand up in the middle of failure, and stretch out your hand and stretch out your faith and open your heart and believe that he is here and all things are possible. You're not going to get this blessing with your arms crossed, waiting to see if God will do it, and pretending like you don't need it. He stretched his hand. Jesus healed him in an unusual way, at an unusual time, on an unusual day. On the day they weren't supposed to do any work, the man's hands started working again. Amen. You know when God's going to do it? When you least expect it. Amen. You know who God's going to do it through? The ones who least deserve it. You know who's not going to get it? The one who's just sit there waiting. But if you don't mind praising him right now, I would love to see you stretch your hands. Clap your hands. Come on, Blakeney. Come on, Rock Hill. And lift your voice. Don't praise him because you've got the blessing. Praise him because he is the blessing. Jesus did what he shouldn't do, so the man could do what he couldn't do. Right there with all the critics watching and all the people who didn't like it, didn't matter. Because they were out of order. You keep going to people, you're out of order. But if you do what he told you to do, I promise you this. Look, it's simple. Stretch your hand. Don't you know he was tempted to show him the good one? So then it's on the other hand, right hand, the hand that you need to be a good husband, the hand that you need to be a good father, the hand that you need to get the disciplines working in your life. Because you got some things that aren't working, but you didn't know why. You keep running from situation and you're so stressed out from situation to situation, situation to relationship to relationship to relationship, to thing to thing to thing, to job to job to job, from high to high to high. It's a system. So he said, I'm going to do this. Jesus found a loophole because he's a savage. He said, I can't set the man's hand back in place today because it's the Sabbath. And I didn't come to break the law, but to fulfill it. So watch what he does. Jesus tells the man, stretch. Everybody say stretch. And he doesn't touch him. The Pharisees are watching. You can't do that. It's the Sabbath. No working on the Sabbath. Jesus said, oh, this isn't working. It's a word. I didn't stretch my hand. He stretched his. So that's why, now I know why he went to the cross. So it wouldn't be from my works. Now I know why he stretched his arms. Now I know why he did it. Because I couldn't. Now I know it's by grace through faith, not of works. So I can't boast. The only thing I can do is lift my hands.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.